Time for Parenting Moments once again with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. And we are going through a really interesting series this month. What is in your child's backpack? Do they have empathy? And I didn't realize that empathy was just so important, Kimberly.
It really is the 21st century skill that our kids will be taking with them into school and eventually the workplace. Because bottom line, Les, is that to be successful in a workplace, you need people who know how to connect, to build relationships, and to work effectively in a team. And we want to start early by teaching our kids how to be empathetic with their fellow students. And there's a beautiful program at startempathy.org that has really tried to provide resources for teachers, parents, pastors of children's ministries to teach them about how we can develop this. So just to give a sample, the third step in the program is teaching kids to reflect and act once they have taken a moment to actually notice somebody else's emotion. And so the first thing that they work on is identifying shared values and differences. So again, creating a classroom culture where we all belong. And the Bible verse that comes to mind for me around this is that every single one of them are God's design, mm-hmm. and that he's made each of us. And Psalms 139:14 says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." And whenever Maddie's struggling with a particular classmate, I will remind her that it's incredible. This child was created by God. And we then start trying to unpack why this child is struggling the way they are. And so one of the things that we want to do is help our kids to notice and see unmet needs in other children that might be causing their misbehavior. The second thing is to instill courage. So it takes courageous action to stand up for yourself or stand up for another. So if your child is unhappy with how they're being treated by another, we want to teach them how to use their words to be both calm and strong in relating their needs to their peers. And finally, we want to enable action. We want to create as many opportunities as we can for kids to put empathy into action and to increase their pro-social behavior. Here's an example of what they teach. Stop, breathe, listen, and respond. Stop means we stop what we're doing when our friend has something they want to share with us that may be upsetting or that they want to talk about. This means we don't text or listen to music or stay on the computer. And that seems obvious, but I think with this generation of children, we are going to have to really teach them what it means to stop and actually listen. Listen means that we allow our friends to share what's ever on their mind. Sometimes we want to give advice or try to fix their problem for them, but what is most helpful when we are in the listening phase is to just really listen. You might say something like, "Tell me more," to get your friend to really talk about whatever is upsetting them. And finally, respond means we then respond in a kind and compassionate way. One great question to ask is, how do you feel about what's going on? What can I do to help you? What do you think you should do? So again, they give such practical exercises that a teacher can do with 10, 15 minutes a day, just really practicing and teaching their students what it looks like to be an empathetic person.
We're talking with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Lots going on at your center to help boost and to promote healthy families. What is going on right now at the Eckert Center, Kimberly?
All right. Well, we are in full swing. I am doing my Raising a Secure Child program this fall, and any parent who's interested in signing up for that can go to our website at eckertcenter.com. And we also are giving away a certificate valued at approximately $400. And this can be applied to a consultation with one of our clinicians to help families figure out how best to meet the emotional and relational needs within their family.
Yeah, that certificate can be yours if you call right now, 276-8888. Kimberly, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Les. You as well.